Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up? It's your girl V Handyman. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artist Show where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do. We always have a dope guest in the building. We have recording artist. She's a dope person overall. She reps Blakely, Georgia to the fullest. We got your girl, Bella Blah. I was practicing really hard to not mess up Blakely.
It's cool.
I have a very heavy accent. I know you have an accent as well.
Yeah, I do. So I get it.
Where is Blakely?
Blakely is like south. It's like southwest. Southwest Georgia. So it's like
So how far is it from Atlanta?
3 hours, 45 minutes from Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
And it's like 30 minutes from Dothan, Alabama.
You're from the country.
Yeah, like real dirt roads. Very, very small. Like one middle school, one high, one elementary. Wow. It's real country, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. That's dope, you know?
Thank you. That's super dope.
Before we dive into anything, I definitely want to do a toast to you.
Okay.
So we have some Bel Air. You understand? I want to just say congratulations for overcoming the dirt rope.
Thank you.
You understand?
Yes, yes.
You've been in this game for a minute.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm going by energy from your page. Mm-hmm. I feel like you came to a place where you are overcoming obstacles, like challenges or like discouragement and just feeling stuck.
Absolutely.
You know, and the fact that overcoming that, it's a challenge, obviously. So it's mm-hmm. like, I give it to you because it's not easy.
It's not.
So the fact that you're pushing through it, you're pushing past the pain, you're motivating yourself, not only for yourself, but your family, your kids and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know,
that.
So this is to you.
Thank you.
Definitely. Cheers.
Thank you.
You've had Bel Air, right, before?
I have.
Okay. Okay.
This one is my favorite, and then the blue one comes after that.
You like the blue one?
I do.
I feel like the blue one is good, right? But it feels for me is like the blue icies.
That's true. And I actually have mixed it with a blue icy before. I was actually in Miami.
That was good.
Yeah, Pretty V. I think she did a photo shoot with it or something by the pool or something. It was just so. I was like, I want to try it. And that's what made me try
it. Yeah. Normally, I usually have Bumboo. Mm. Bumboo, are you a hard liquor girl?
Well, it depends on how I feel.
So, dark or white?
Preferably dark.
Okay.
I will sip on white sometimes too, but I'm going to go to dark first.
So, cognac or whiskey?
Cognac.
Okay, so you a Henny drinker?
I'm a Henny drinker. I am a Henny drinker.
Yeah, they don't call me V Henny for a reason.
I am a Henny girl.
But do you like whiskey?
So I'm kind of new to whiskey. Okay. I'm okay with it. I'm not going to go to a bar and order.
Okay.
You know, right. But it's cool.
So when you go to a bar or you're out at an event, what's your go-to drink?
They gonna kill me. A Hennessy margarita.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had that.
A Hennessy margarita.
Really?
Is my go-to drink.
I usually just do like Henny neat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, so I usually do this a Hennessy.
I had to stop. I used to fight. No,
yeah, see, don't be fighting and stuff. Yeah, like a Hennessy margarita or I used to be like a real big fan of like Bahama Mamas. Mm. And then later, when I was in the Cayman Islands, I got introduced to dirty martinis. I didn't really like those that much.
Okay.
So, I'm going to stick to my Hennessy.
You got to try, if you are open to it, Henny Coladas.
Henny Coladas? Really?
That's really big in New York. That's old school.
I ain't never had that. It's
Pina Colada, right? But instead of the rum, take it out and put Henny.
I'm going to try that.
Mm-hmm. When you try it, You gotta let me know.
I am. I'm gonna come to New York and try it because I feel like if it's a New York thing, that's the best place to like really get it from.
No, shout out to, I know the fact that you were supposed to come to New York.
Yes.
You know, and obviously you're working a lot. You're working.
Yeah.
You're working. You know, and whenever you come to New York, let me know. You understand? Like, I got you. I definitely wanted to dive into the fact of word on the street is that before you was Bella Black, you went as Pretty Hood.
Child. Listen, so I don't know why. And it didn't, Pretty Hood did not last long. I mean, maybe like 2 or 3 days. Okay. I did not like it. I was like, I don't. That ain't it, y'all. Cause I'm not really hood. I'm just country and okay. We raw. You know what I'm saying? Right. So we just raw ass people. Can I say ass?
You can't fucking not.
Oh, okay. No, playing. So yeah, I was like, nah, Pretty Hood ain't it. So we ended up going back to the studio, and this girl was like, well, let's try, you know, Bella Black, because you're so pretty and you black. And I was like, well, Bella Black works because Bella means beautiful. So right. Every time somebody acknowledges me, they're acknowledging me as beautiful black every time.
Which yeah. I love. I feel like the name, and I hate asking like name questions because it's very cliche, but I love how the fact that, like you said, it's beautiful, you know, beautiful mm-hmm. black, you know, like black love, like, you know, like it's just black love for me. That's how I look at it. Pretty Hood, when I saw that, I was like, pretty, okay. I was like, I like that, but I feel like Bella Black is more universal.
It is. It's
more in a sense where, you know, like you have hood and you have corporate.
Absolutely. You don't want to stick, yeah.
It's like you don't want to name your child a certain name you know they can't get a job because their name is...
Here I go.
I don't want to say this.
No, oh, babe, I'm with you. You ain't got to say it, babe. We here. We here, boo. Don't worry about it.
We naming our kids names that we can't afford. You understand?
Come on now. I'm a drink to that.
But I'm looking at... I met you... I don't think you remember, but I met you, I believe, like about a year and a half ago. I was out here visiting, and it was like a parking lot. It was like a sneaker store having like a pop-up, I guess, event.
Wow.
And they had performances, whatever. And I just randomly went there with some artists, and I was getting like popcorn, like Hennessy popcorn.
I know it's exactly what you're talking about now. Okay, okay.
So you was walking around and I saw you and I was like, she looked like she do something. You know what I'm saying? And so you here talking, you was with a few people, and I was just like, excuse me. I approached you and I was like, yo, you know, I go by V Henny, et cetera. And I introduced myself. And then you tell me who you are, and we followed each other.
Yeah.
And then when I started seeing, I was like, yo, You got something.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So you've been in this industry since you was like what? 15, 16?
Yeah, for a minute. Yeah. A little bit before. Yeah, like 13,
a little bit before that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I know you started as a little girl.
Like, right, I did.
In church.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
When can you say you fell in love with the craft that led you to become the artist you are?
So that question is always so like tricky to me because the more that I have time to myself to like sit down and think and actually like get past all the bullshit that I went through, it just be different little moments where I'll be like, maybe that was the moment that made me fall in love with it. Maybe that was the moment that made me fall in love with it. But really performing and freestyling in school and things like that, and people actually telling me like, hey, you got something. And they're realizing that I didn't grow up in an area where people believed in therapy and stuff like that, and just learning that I could put how I feel. Because when you're doing your music, you can say whatever you want to say.
Right, right, right.
Nobody can tell you, hey, don't put that there and don't say this. Even if you don't put it out, that's still your safe place. And so, you know, just growing up and being talked about for being dark skinned and being bullied for that, it was just a lot. And so I just ended up putting a lot of that stuff into my music, and that my whole life, really, I guess you could say, I don't know.
Were you a little bit intimidated with the fact of growing up in a small town? I don't want to sound ignorant, but you know, you have that cliche saying where when you're in a small town, it's more like not every, you have your 2%ers, where it's like they're willing to dream big and some just willing to stay comfortable. Mm-hmm. So was it intimidating knowing the fact that you have these big goals?
No, never.
Okay.
Was it intimidating? Did I go through things trying to explain my goals to people that my goals intimidated? Yes.
Okay.
Family didn't understand. My mom didn't understand. You know, people don't down with to get it because that's They right. That shit, it wasn't big. Now people are starting to understand because the world is moving more into like a entrepreneurship type of vibe and things like that. For those people that they have a desire to do so. But yeah, I wasn't never really. I just was always rebellious against anything they had to say. And my family knew like this girl gonna do what the fuck she wanna do, regardless if they understood it or not. Right, so I wasn't really going. Yeah.
And within this process though, like when can you say you started really taking your craft seriously?
Maybe I guess you could say when I moved to Florida, I went through a breakup. No, when I was in Florida, and in Florida, I ended up going through this breakup and I dropped my first single song by myself. And it was called Get to the Money, Get to It, pretty much. And that's when I knew that, like, okay, I'm not going to stop no more. I just want to take this seriously. People loved the song. It was my first time ever, like, having a viral moment before viral was, like, real big.
Right, right.
And things like that. It was getting picked up on, like, Ball Alert, you know.
Right.
You know, those days. So it was just, yeah, back then.
Where in Florida?
Huh?
Where in Florida?
Destin. Destin and Fort Walton. It's in the panhandle, near like Panama City, Pensacola.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that area. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay. So when did you come back to Georgia?
I came back to Georgia 2018.
So how was that transition? Because you was already in Florida. So that, knowing the fact that you started taking it serious in Florida, again, you was doing music, but taking it serious in Florida, now going back to Georgia.
So I didn't go back to my hometown. I came to Atlanta. And I came to Atlanta. So for me, it was like my friend Nikki Meeks, I love you, shout out to you. And me and her went back and forth. And she was like, girl, make a vision board. That was my first time ever hearing about a vision board ever. She's like, make a vision board, put down your intentions, what you want, how you want this to go when you go. And she was like, this is what you stick to. And I appreciate her so much for that, because I feel like if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't have made the move. Because when I was in Florida, I was making so much money doing other shit. I kind of like didn't really care, you know what I'm saying? So I went through that heartbreak with that breakup and I made that song and I was like, shit, like your music, that's something that no matter what you go through, you always go back to it. And so did that, talked to Nikki, we did the vision board. I left everything in Florida. I left the lifestyle, the monies, the people, the relationships, and came here to Atlanta, and I've just been pushing it since.
Yeah, you know, like, how you said, like, you know, you was making your money doing other shit, right? Mm-hmm. You know how when you continue elevating, sometimes you got to leave those other shits behind.
Absolutely.
How was that? How did you take that in? Because I feel like when you leave certain things in the past, you know, you get the criticisms, you get the opinions, you know, like, oh, she thinks she better now. She think, you know,
Right. So when it comes to that part, like, people gonna say what they gotta say regardless.
Right.
Whether you working at McDonald's and quit McDonald's and go to JCPenney, they're gonna be like, you think you better? So those parts didn't really bother me as much. It was more so a personal thing with itself, because I had a big downgrade in life financially. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I just had to make that decision to look at the fact that I wanted to be a better human, a better person, a better entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And just realizing, like, damn, I'm really finna leave this life. This life, I don't know what's ahead of me. But I'm gonna put my music first. And so it was different. And still today, I don't think about going back to any lifestyle, but I still look and be like, dang, you really chose you. You really chose a better version. You really chose your dream. You really chose your higher self. And to me, that's enough for me to keep going and for me to tell myself every day how much I love myself and how proud I am of myself.
And that's dope, because, you know, as an entrepreneur, as a mom, as an artist, you're impacting your kids for the future.
Absolutely.
To see things in a different light.
Absolutely.
You understand? And even down to your, let's get into how, like, even down to your post when you're walking your kids to the show. Like, close your eyes, you get in the car, and there's a horse.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Right. So, he was mad at me.
Hey, but he didn't know for real, like.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't know. No, he didn't know. He still don't get it, but that's generational wealth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he'll be fine.
But you taught yourself to, I think one of the bit hardest part, especially when we grew up in a place of not having anything, right? You know, sometimes we're so comfortable, not all of us, but you get so comfortable with the negativity in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. Where we think it's normal. Mm-hmm. So when you are that person to willing to step out the box and be like, yo, I got to put myself first. Mm-hmm. I have to learn how to break generational curses.
Absolutely.
And learn how to unconditionally love myself. You know, you're dealt with bigger challenges.
Yes.
Yep. You know, so what's one of the biggest challenges you faced that you're most proud of and to this day you apply to it to yourself?
Teaching myself how to walk again was hard. And
bars.
It was like the biggest challenge because I had a car wreck back in 2019.
Okay.
And I was told that I probably would never walk again. And if I would, they didn't know when. And And so it was crazy. It was different because the doctors really like gave up on me. And then I ended up finding out. First, they couldn't tell me what the hell was going on. And then finally, I found a good doctor. And it was like, you have permanent nerve damage in your left foot. And I was like, well, damn. Okay. And so it was a long time of like crawling upstairs and, you know, scooching and trying to get around. And at the time I was living in an apartment that was a two-story. In the country, we call them upstairs, downstairs apartments, but we was in a little two-story or whatever. And it was just the hardest thing. And then for me, I just had to realize like the biggest lesson behind that was that you have to be able to self-medicate yourself through everything. Because even the people who are trained professionals do not have the last say. So they can only go with so much. And their faith only goes so far. And you got to have enough faith for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're just another body to them. Just another body. You know what I'm saying? I'm just another body. And so I just had to realize, like, I got to fight for this for me. Because how the fuck I'm going to get on stage? I'm going to perform. I'm going to pull up at my kids' basketball games. How am I going to walk down the aisle if I want to get married? Like, how am I going to be able to do those things? And so just realizing that you have to be the person to heal yourself. You have to be that person that makes yourself, hold yourself accountable to continue to be able to be great and to do things that you want to do. So that was like probably one of the biggest.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
How long was the process of you getting back to just the walking stages?
That's kind of a trick thing because
I feel like you still have
sometimes I still have my days, you know. Not where I can't walk, but I do have my days where I'll be like, okay, no, I'm gonna sit the hell out today, like I'm not doing it, or my foot are hurting and I'll just fight through it, you know. But it was a minute, I'll say like a year. It's a little bit of change because it wasn't a consistent thing. Like, consistently, I couldn't walk for a few months. And then I would walk, and then it'll stop. Like, I couldn't take it because it was so much pain, pins and needles, couldn't feel my foot. It was just all kind of crazy stuff. Right. And then I'd be walking, and then I'd be walking normal. Then I walk with a limp. And then my foot hurt again, and now I can't move it. Now I don't feel it. Then I'm walking, and then my foot give out. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So it was just a whole bunch of different stuff, like, it was a really long, depressing time. Very dark. Very, very, very dark. Very dark because I lost everything then. I lost my house. I wrecked my car. I had a store. So all of that I talk about in my upcoming project, Dirt Road.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. Like, yes, I come from Asheville Dirt Road, a real dirt road. We rode fucking Georgia clay. But the dirt road is the ongoing story. You know, it's the ongoing decisions and the ongoing just excursions and laps and, you know, things like that you're running all the time. Just different things that you're going through in life. Not all bad either.
Right. I mean, it's not. I mean, because you're still here. I'm assuming you learned a lot about yourself.
Yes.
You know, what are some things you would say you learned about?
I learned that I had a hard time depending on people. I learned that forgiveness was for self, not for the other person.
That's one of the biggest, that's a lesson that
And that lesson took a lot of time. And that was probably the hardest dirt road that I crossed. Because we want people to feel how we feel. And we want people to understand. And it's like, bro, you're sitting up here. And these people that moved on, get over it. Like, you're an adult, bro.
Right.
You want to wake up every day and feel this way about this. Or fuck that. Forgive them and move on. You don't got to forget. But for you to be able to do what you need to do, that's, I feel like those are different. Those are different things that I learned. Learning that self-care is not about going and getting your nails done and your hair done and things like that. It's about being kind to yourself and knowing that you control your thoughts and that your thoughts control your feet and your mind and your hands and your tongue and your actions. It's just a lot of shit that I learned, like, on these fucking dirt roads. It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's why this project is, like, so dear to me, because I was able to, like, really heal a lot, face a lot of things.
You faced a lot of demons.
Yes, that was internally, and realizing that a lot of shit, it be you. It do not be them other people. It be your ass, and you got to be willing to really dig deep into that stuff and realize, like, hey, if you see things coming, why do you keep putting yourself through that shit?
Right.
If you already know that 1 + 1 = 2, why the fuck you trying to let a bitch tell you that it's 6? You know, so, and why do you feel like it's 6 when you know that it's 1 + 1 = 2? You know, so just a whole bunch of stuff. I'm really excited, really ready to, like, show the world this.
So with this project, you know, because I definitely was going to dive into the project and the fact of, you know, like, dirt road, you know, like the whole concept of it, you know, and the fact that you're digging deep, what was the most challenging part of digging deep? Because you got to be vulnerable. Now you got to let people in, you know? Like,
the most challenging part of digging deep with this particular project was very much so being vulnerable and realizing that I am really, for the first time in my life, being transparent 100% in my music, and not because I'm an artist.
Right.
I'm a storyteller. I'm a lyricist. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very good at painting pictures and things like that. And this was like, no, bitch, this is the raw, uncut, real. This is how you felt. This is the type of things that happen. And being willing to be the person that's, you know, to put all that shit out there. And,
Do you feel like this project somewhat made you feel uncomfortable with your artistry because you're putting yourself out there?
Yes, absolutely. I was let me tell y'all, first of all, a lot of the project was actually, and I'm still working on it, was actually written on the fucking dirt road. I really am living on the dirt road.
I know, your promo, bro, so I saw the bed on the dirt road.
Yeah.
But the marketing you're doing behind it, keeping a stack, like, 100 with you. It's like, I love it because I'm a visual person.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you're painting this picture and I'm visually seeing it now. Not only that we're going to hear it, but now we're visually seeing it as well. So that's crazy.
Thank you. It's, so the funniest part about that is, so considering the fact that it is a dirt road, I'm living on a public dirt road, I'm not living on a private dirt road, is the people that actually have house, because it's not a house. The people that actually have houses on the dirt road. And they be like, what are you doing? Why are you out here? I'm like, you wouldn't understand. They're older people, so I know they won't understand.
They
very wealthy, like, uppity, like, they don't know what the fuck going on. So I'm just telling them, like, I'm just out here. I feel like for me to complete my project, the best way for it to happen is for me to really be living in that element, actually out here. And
that's crazy.
And yeah, it was funny. So it was hilarious because the other day I was doing like a day in life video and the police came. It was this black cop and he came and he was like dying laughing before he even got to me and the videographer. And my bed is in the middle of the road. So I know, you know, that it shouldn't be, but I don't want to be on the side of the road. So anyway, the cop pulled up and he was like, we got a complaint. And I was like, about what? And he was dying laughing. And he was like, they called and said that you were doing a photo shoot in the middle of the road and that you had really been out here every day. And this, you know, they've been seeing you for like the past few months and you've been out here on this dirt road. And I was like, well, it's a public dirt road, so do I have to leave? And he was like, well, no, we can't make you leave, but you do have to get out of the middle of the road. And he was like, so what is it that you're doing? And so I was like, well, I'm working on my project. I moved out here.
And he was like, you really like live? I was like, yeah. He was like, so how do you eat? And I'm like, well, I DoorDash and I just get them the nearest address. And I just stopped at people. And he stayed there to watch us, you know, like finish filming for the day because there's no light out. Okay. So I have to try to wrap everything up when we filming and stuff. So that, you know, the people don't get caught in the dark or whatever. I don't care because I'm used to it, but people are weird when you're out in the wilderness and shit. And so it was just the funniest thing because I thought that they was going to complain about some other shit. And I was like, no, it's this homeless bitch outside that's taking pictures and what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, bro, I'm not homeless. I live on your road, but I'm not homeless.
But that's crazy, the fact that you're putting yourself through that experience.
Yeah. That's a really big part of the healing part.
Listen, I'm all for it.
Thank you.
I'm all for it.
I'm gonna have to invite you.
You have
to. How long are you here?
I leave Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday morning.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out because I wanna if I gotta leave later, I leave later. Like I think that's super dope that you're putting yourself in that situation because it's like you're actually living it.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, so what is some because bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like how are you even taking all this in? Your kids, how like are they dealing? Are they experiencing?
My kids
this
come in, they come and visit. They don't want to do
so
it.
So it's just you doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's just me doing
okay,
it.
Okay, which is all right.
And I'm sometimes my boyfriend come and but most of the time he's there with the kids or out with Kanye or some shit. So yeah, everybody think I'm crazy.
No, you know what though? I always say, you know, when people think, I feel like those who think that we're crazy, I look at it like we're geniuses.
Absolutely, I agree.
This is when you produce the most beautiful, most, you know, like relatable
absolutely
content there is.
Absolutely.
So now you quote you in this you literally living on a dirt road. Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges you gotta face?
When I gotta do the number two.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. So
that's really the only challenge, I swear to God.
So how is it?
Like, it really ain't many challenges like that.
So like, do you have like a whole, like you did, like you doing that like that type
well,
of thing?
Well, I do, but I got,
I don't know how to say English.
I'm not going to give y'all everything. Because
in Spanish, you call it eletrina, right? Like you, it, they have like a whole type thing that like,
so you gotta come see. The content is coming, y'all. I promise. The vlogging is crazy. It's scary. It's been.
Have you dealt with wild animals? I'm sure you have.
Not a lot.
Okay.
Not as much as I really thought. The most is like deer every now and then. Not as much. Because you got to think I've been out there for a minute. So it was cold. It was a few months. So it was cold. When I first started going out there, it was cold. It was fucking cold. When I tell you cold.
So wait, are you in a tent?
No.
Or like a bed? Like the bed just like
the
that?
The bed.
Like how I'm seeing in the video. Like it's just a bed.
Yes.
Now you
I don't know how to do no tent anyways. I'm not good
you
with tents.
You should have got like
that.
You don't know what to say?
I don't want a tent.
I mean, I get it. She wants it.
Now what I was thinking about doing is, so I have a fan club. Make sure y'all go join my fan club. It's on my website, bellablack.com. You hit join waitlist, it takes a fan club. So what I want to do is a sleepover for about 10 fans and allow them to actually come. And if they want to bring a tent, then they can, but I don't want them to because I want them to actually feel
the thing. You're going to have the neighbors tight.
The thing.
Look at all these fucking homeless motherfuckers.
They probably, the police probably going to be like, all right, bitch, y'all got to go. Y'all got to go this time. It's too many y'all out here. But yeah, I want to do that with maybe like 10 of the fans to just kind of bring them out and let them get to like experience. Okay. The whole thing, but I got a whole setup. Like, so to the left is like this field, and well, it depends on how you come in. And then, like, to the right is nothing but like open woods. So okay. I can just, and then it's like a stream. I can go back there and do whatever I need to do. Okay. I thrift a lot, so hardly ever do I wear the same thing.
Okay.
Multiple times, but
do you wash up?
I'm not even gonna lie to you. Okay. So I do, but I don't use like bath rags. I just use like soap and then the they have like these
rags that when you pour water on them, they expand, but they're not like cloth rags. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know the name of the material, but it's kind of, this might sound gross, but it's kind of like a tampon. So when you wet it, it expands.
Okay.
It's like that. And so I just use those different things. Okay. So between that, my feet, going out there in the stream, bottled water, a lot of bottled water.
Really? Like you filter the water and everything?
Not just go buy and go. I just buy the bottle.
Oh, you buy the water. Okay,
I ain't gonna lie like that.
I'm here thinking you're doing like a whole episode of Alone type thing.
Yeah, no.
I was about to be like, yo, you go hunting? Like,
yeah, no.
She's like, nah, I'll get my food.
I got. And sometimes I grill, you know, I do. Okay. Like this little small grill and shit. I ain't got enough water to put on no fire out there, bitch.
Gotcha.
So just keep it like, you
know. Okay.
And then if it rain, I will like go to my car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's dope.
I have my boyfriend to just bring the car. He'll leave it. He'll Uber back home.
Okay.
It all depends.
Okay. So how long are you experiencing this?
Until I finish the project and then a little after so that my fans can.
Okay.
So probably, I don't know. I mean, however long it takes to get a job done.
How many tracks you have right now at the moment? I'm sure you have a lot.
Confirmed 5.
Okay.
I've recorded maybe 22 songs, 23.
Okay.
But just going through that like whole thing.
Right. Yeah. There's a process. That's what I was going to ask you next. But before I ask that, how many tracks are we expecting?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? You just want to, whatever feels right.
Whatever feels
okay.
right.
Okay. So those 20 plus tracks you did, you confirmed 5. How was that process like? Because I feel like that's such a...
It was a lot because again, you're doing a lot of shadow work.
Right.
And so you're very open. You're purging a lot. So it's a lot of stuff that's coming out. And I'm not saying that those other songs won't come out ever, but I don't like them for the project. It's this one record called Dear Mama 2. That was probably the hardest song to write. And that was just because, like, me and my mom had this crazy-ass relationship, so that was probably the hardest song to write.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
How long did it take? Because just by that little pause, I know it was personal.
Yeah.
Like, you dug deep.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to dig deep?
It took a while. That song probably took me, I don't know, because I kept starting and stopping. Like, I couldn't get past, the first bar for a while. Like, so the first bar is like, I probably would be a millionaire if I forgave my mom and start somewhere. Mm. And so for a long time, I was like, damn, because I felt like I was holding on to so much that I wasn't focusing on my goals and dreams and stuff. Cause I was like, damn, well, I don't got my mama. I don't got my relationship with her. This. And a lot of times people don't understand that when y'all hold grudges and shit, like, how the fuck you gonna be blessed for that? Like, your mind can't even do what it need to do because you think about other shit.
Right.
And so I was so stuck on that first bar for so long. And then I stopped writing the verse and then I kind of went into the hook and it was like, I gotta be a millionaire. Can't take my soul. I promise my mama get you there. So then that's when I started realizing like, you're starting to heal because you're able to even want to do for your mom and being able to even want to fix things with her and things like that. And then later on, I went back into the verse and started working on it. But it was a long process. I can't really put a time on it, but I know it took about two weeks to complete it. Yeah.
Okay. I look forward to this. So when it came to like the production of it and everything, like how did you go about selecting who you want to work with?
So, I started working with Fireman. So I'm really working with the team who did a few of the producers who did Kanye West's album Donda. And those men are great. So it really went hard. I already knew like I want to do great shit. And so, who else? You know what I'm saying? Who else to work with other than people that are like that already see who I am as an artist. So I'm not trying to sell myself to them. They already know who I am. They already know I'm dope. And it was just, I mean, it was such a blessing to be working with these people. I mean, I'll be looking at them like, what the fuck y'all doing working with me? So it's just really dope. Fireman, Prophet, you know, they niggas got plaques and Grammys and all kind of shit.
Right,
so it's
just
really, really, really amazing.
That's what's up. What are some... Because I'm listen, I love what you're doing right now. I think this is so, it's so dope. It's a, and it's unique. And it's for me, it's unique because it's like, I feel like you're not just dropping a project. You're dropping a visual project as yes. well.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not only, it's just not just the audio. You got the visual. And yeah. So obviously you're doing like, you're going to be dropping more content. Mm-hmm. Are you doing like a visual album? Or
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna do a visual album.
Okay. You see, that's what I'm like. Yeah, I see it. Like yeah. that's what's dope. So now I know you mentioned a few times like your performance wise, like you know, obviously the goal is that you know because you know with everything you dealt with and you, now you're pushing through all of this. Like, what's are you working on like on certain songs that you want to definitely looking to performing? Are you performing certain songs now or no?
I have been. I've been doing like slow leaks. So Grammy weekend, Malik Yousef had the after party. And Malik is really dope. One of my mentors. He did so much shit. Like from Kanye to Hov to Rihanna. Just so many people. And he invited me out to perform. So I leaked music. Grammy weekend was really dope. Just kind of seeing how people respond to some of the records and things like that. That was dope.
Okay.
Really amazing. And then,
how was the response?
It was really good, especially for them not to know the music.
Right.
I could tell that they were like paying attention. It's almost as if it was the, you know how people have that beat on the desk in the middle of the lunchroom or beat on the table effect, right, and you got right, everybody right, attention. Right. They don't know what the fuck you saying, but they really like in tune because they. Yeah. You know, you grabbing their attention. So it was, it was really dope. It was amazing.
From when you started to where you're at now, what are some of the improvements you noticed within your artistry?
I'm way more open to different things. When I first came in the game, I was shoot, kill, kill, fuck bitch, fuck nigga, coochie. And I was so young. And so now it's like with me growing and more into this beautiful woman, and it's just like intelligent, powerful, just fucking goddess. My mind is so much more bigger. Like I've experienced so much other shit. And I started studying so many people. Jay-Z. I've always studied, you know, Lauryn Hill, but like Jay-Z, J. Cole, Kendrick, Outkast. I mean, just really being able to have the mindset to even want to dig deeper into the greats and realize like, bro, this is where this shit is pulling from. Studying the Michael Jacksons and the Princes and, you know, gotcha. All of those things. And it's just amazing. Like I really seen a lot of growth as far as my lyrics and, you know, taste for beats and different right. things. Even with my visuals and stuff like that, just really studying how Kanye moves and how wow. Beyonce moves when they're doing visuals and how fashion and all of that shit ties into one thing.
Right, right.
And so I didn't understand that at first. And so those are like a lot of the things.
How long did it take you to really understand the business side of music?
I'm still understanding.
Okay.
I feel like that's a forever thing.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like that's a forever thing. I feel like one thing that I do want to leave with the people is, please know, there is one golden rule that I live by in the industry. And it's no permanent friends, no permanent enemies. Mm. And I was taught that by Fire. He always, you know, would talk to me about that and tell me that. And you just have to realize, like, that for one, the industry is real small.
Yo, so, as big as it is, it's super small.
I mean, it's so small. It's so many people in high places that I've met and ran across. And I'd be like, I'm Bella Black. And they'd be like, I know who you are. I'm like, why the fuck you ain't never, you know what I'm right. saying? But you just gotta know, like, it's real small. Keep your table talk at the house. Don't be going around this industry telling people nobody give a fuck what this person is sad as it sounds. Nobody cares about what this person did to you, what that person is. It's a business.
It is.
You not gonna hold no grudge at no waiter at Papa Do's because she forgot to bring your bread. Yeah. I don't want her to start. Girl, shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're
don't
right.
Don't do it. Don't fuck yourself up.
I tell a lot of people, like, in this industry, like don't burn bridges if you don't know how to swim.
It's true.
Because, again, like, relationship is currency. Kanye says it a lot, you know? Like, I'm a strong believer in that. I was just saying it earlier. So it's like, why burn? I mean, it's chess, not checkers.
Every time.
So I like how you said that, though. Like, you know, like, it's no permanent friends, no permanent enemies. Mm. That's very true.
Yeah. And you just, I mean, be you.
The only thing real is what's within your four walls. All this other shit is work. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, don't get, nah.
What's a misconception people have of you, viewing you through social media?
Everybody think I'm bougie. Everybody think I'm like, I'm the most goofiest I swear to God. Like, I don't take the shit seriously, much or nothing. Like, everything is a joke to me. I get in trouble a lot for that. Even as a grown adult. Okay, like, people be like, please chill. I be like, all right. Like, because life just too short. But yeah, a lot of people think I'm bougie. They be like, I thought I couldn't talk to you. You cool as fuck. Duh, bitch. Like, I don't even know why you think I'm bougie. Is it the pearls? Is it the fucking...
She said, is it the pearls? I mean, it's just your persona.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not in a bad way, right? Like, I don't... For people to be like, oh, shit, she's bougie.
And stuck up.
Or whatever. I feel like it's a confident thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I said. Like, when I met you, I was just like, I didn't think you was bougie. I just feel like, but again, I'm in the industry.
Right.
So, for me, I was just like, because you had the rat hair. And I was like, she something. Do something. I need to know who she is.
Right.
But I feel like you need to be confident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, a lot of people get intimidated of what they don't know.
Right.
So I can see a little bit. I mean, if they don't know you and then they're not confident with themselves, yeah, they're going to look at you like you're bougie.
Yeah, I am not bougie.
And you was actually cool peoples.
Yeah, I love people. Until I don't.
Okay. What's your sign? What's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Who are you?
To the fullest. Like,
I'm surrounded by a lot of Scorpios.
We the best people. Long as you don't fuck us over.
No, I can't. I was going to talk shit. But my wife is a Scorpio.
So you don't do that.
I'm a water sign. We water signs. I'm Pisces.
Okay.
So I'm an emotional thug.
You
guys are assholes.
You know what? I get called an asshole a lot.
You guys are assholes.
But we don't mean no harm. We just, I don't know. Sometimes
she said we don't need no harm.
We just say what we mean. We just say what we mean and mean what we say. Like, and very blunt. Sometimes we can be like not the best when it comes to certain things, but we try and we love hard.
You guys do love. When you guys love hard.
Yeah.
You know, as like, you know, like water sign, you guys are gatekeepers. Like, not gatekeepers in a sense. Like, you guys, spirituality, I'm very spiritual. So, mm-hmm. like, with Scorpios, you guys, it's like, you guys work with the dead in a sense.
Yeah. I'm with you when you're right.
Yeah. You guys are very intuitive.
Very.
The same with Pisces, but you guys have that connection.
Yeah, we do.
That y'all talk with the
other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, we different. We the ones though. Don't forget it.
Super dope though. I look forward to your project. I look forward to seeing your success. I think you have great energy. You know, what's something you want to imprint to your kids as an artist, as a mother, and as a woman?
Just to never give up and to be them and to do what makes them happy. Because at the end of the day, everybody got to leave here. And life is not long.
Right.
Life is short. And you don't want to spend that time not being the best version of yourself. And to tell them to wake up every day and know that if I don't wake up tomorrow, that I do everything in my power to go towards my goals and to go towards my dreams and to invest into my happiness. Like, once I lay my ass down and go to sleep, did I give today my all?
Mm.
And I feel like that's really all that matters.
That's dope. Lastly, Bella, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
The last time I did something for the first time was I don't know, because I done did so much. Oh, my God. Oh, well, that's kind of deep. The last time that I did something for the first time was probably give a person my everything.
Mm. That is deep.
Yeah.
What was the end result?
It's not an end result. It's still an ongoing thing.
Yeah. Aw, she. Aw, yeah. Qué linda.
Shit.
Aw, yeah. She said, tum, tum, tum. How's that feeling? Yeah. How does it feel?
It feel good. It feel good. I've never been able to, like, I hate when women say that, so I'm not going to say that, but, like, it's my first time where I've been able to, like, be in my soft girl era and just be told to sit the fuck down, relax, don't think, don't talk, you know, and I can do it. Right. So it's just, it's a beautiful thing. I used to think that kind of shit was fake.
No, and I can see that perspective. Not that it gets me mad, but it gets me when I see people saying, like, oh, women are not masculine, or women are masculine, women can't be feminine, or they submit, and et cetera. And it's like, for me, it's like, no, you're talking to a body right here, right? Women do submit.
To a person.
You just need to, and to a person. You have to give her that reason.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show her your submission as well.
And it's not about
money. It doesn't have to be in a but yeah, but you would. So the fact is not that it's about sit down. It's the fact that you allowing yourself to submit to someone that you gave your heart to.
Yeah.
That's dope. The first time that I'm done.
Wow.
It made me feel like I was shit in my past relationship.
Aww. I mean, you're scrubbing.
Woo, the Lord is gracious, child. That thing was vicious. God is good, though.
That's what's up. So, you see, I'm assuming you see longevity.
Yeah, for sure.
Dope. Listen, if anything happens in the future, you know, there's some bells ringing. You're going to be invited.
You are.
I was like, yo, listen, she told me you was the first, you know.
Yes, please, yes.
That's dope. Absolutely. That's beautiful. So,
thank you.
Having this feeling, you know, how uncomfortable were you at the beginning with this?
Oh, child, I was very uncomfortable. I was so fucking uncomfortable. And I fought it for so long. And usually when I fight it, it will cause like anyone else to like have an attitude or say things. And then that'll make me be more dominant and mean and say shit. Mm-hmm. And he just be like, girl, shut up. I'm not finna do this with you. And I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna be quiet. Like he didn't pay nothing. All the shit that I was trying to like throw at him, he just was like, all right.
Isn't it like
and not paying it no attention, like, because he knew what he wanted.
Right.
Too. So it just made it like super dope.
But isn't it a beautiful process where you know you can, even though it can be toxic at moment, but you have a healthy relationship?
Yes. And I can honestly say we've been dating for a while. And by now, I'll be done made it toxic.
That's what I'm saying.
And it ain't been that. I had no desire to argue. I have no desire to like challenge him. I have no desire to whatever the fuck he say. I'll be like, but he still allows me to be a woman. Still allows me to, you know, do certain things.
To grow.
Yeah, and to be able to be like, all right, you need to take a minute. Get yourself together.
What's
you know
his sign?
What I'm saying?
What's
his sign? He's a Scorpio too. We're a few days apart.
Oh, wow.
He's actually, he produced the project. I didn't stand on business with him. I was trying to, because I usually never put business with pressure. But before we started dating, we wasn't working together.
Gotcha. Okay. So you guys were friends first?
We was friends first. So we didn't start working together until after we was already in the relationship.
Gotcha.
Then we started working together.
I'm sure you guys had a lot of challenging moments with that.
Well, believe it or not.
With the project.
So let me tell you what's so crazy. No.
No?
No.
Okay, that's good then.
I just feel like
sometimes me and my wife, when we work together, it'd be challenging. Something.
Well, I don't. Let me tell you something. I, for one, he has worked with some of the most amazing people.
Okay.
So, and he's amazing. So I just let him, you know what I'm saying? I still do my thing. But whenever we have ideas, he give me an idea. We're very straightforward. It's no like in between.
Right.
He either be like, no.
Okay.
And I don't ask him why, and he don't ask me why.
Gotcha.
Or he'll be like, hey, babe, I got this idea. I'll be like, I'm not fucking with that shit. And he'll be like, all right, on to the next. We don't personalize it. We don't think too deep about it. We don't have time for that.
We just right. keep, it's so much other shit that we got to do. And considering the fact that we in a relationship together, the most challenging part is not wanting to sit there and be adults all day. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the most challenging part. Because okay. for the most part, everything is so, is like the healthiest.
That's dope.
Thing. It's, it was, that part is what was scary. Because it was too bright.
Right. Yeah,
that was like, it, nigga.
It's a little too good to be true. You understand?
But yeah.
No, I get it. I think, and I, like I said, like, listen, I feel like, you know, you having the life you have, overcoming so much, you know, we sometimes we are the toxic people and we don't even realize it, you know?
Yeah.
So then when you start on that healing process, that's when that shit hits you. When you're like, oh,
it was me.
It was me. Like,
yeah.
You know, so the fact that you overcame, again, that's what I said, like with the toes, like the fact of you overcoming so much, you, and again, I felt like you felt stuck so many times.
I did.
And it's hard. I think the people don't understand, like, sometimes you it hurts when you feel stuck and you don't know what to do.
And a lot of people crash out. That's when a lot of people stop. That's when a lot of people do a lot of bad things. And that's why, to themselves. And I always tell people, like, at the end of the day, bro, just do what works for you. Because that's the only thing that's going to survive.
Right.
Do what works for you. I have so much more respect for a person that keep trying and can't get it right than a motherfucker that don't try at all.
I agree with you.
Like, I'd rather you keep trying and keep trying and keep trying and keep trying and keep trying. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to make sure that you can alter those things and know, like, all right, how do I switch this when I see this coming to make this better and tweak this so that you can hit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And be successful in what area that is for you or whatever that look like. But yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I look forward to your future. I look forward to seeing the levels of success that you want.
Thank you.
You understand? That you deserve. Mm-hmm. So I just see nothing but greatness. Continue striving. Continue inspiring. Because what you're doing is inspiring and it's motivating.
Thank you.
I'm grateful that you was here. For those that are watching, where can they find you? All that good stuff.
Okay. So y'all can find me everywhere at Bella, BellaBlaq. But mainly, I live on my website more so than social media, to be completely honest, because I'm always in the back office doing shit. So just go and visit BellaBlaq.com. That's BellaBlaq.com. You can find all things Bella Black. Yeah, it's really dope.
Y'all already know the vibes. There shouldn't be no reason why you can't find her. All her information will be in the description box below. All you got to do is click on it. Show love. It's free. And y'all know, man, it's your girl V Henny, the Artistry Show. And we out. Rock out with your cocks out. Jam out with your clam out. Bow.
That's funny. Thank you for having me.